Good news, good news, God reigns on earth as in heaven. Good news, good news, the unspeakable gift is given. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of them that publish peace, that bring good tidings of salvation. Christ's kingdom shall never cease.
Welcome to this healing meeting at prayerfulgathering.com. The topic of today's healing message is sharing the good news. The hymns are 120, 511, and 521. I'll be reading from the King James Version of the Bible and correlative passages from the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy, the discoverer and founder of Christian Science. From the Bible, Proverbs. As cold waters to a thirsty soul, so is good news from a far country. Isaiah. The Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Butter and honey shall he eat, that he may know to refuse the evil and choose the good. The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. Behold, the former things are come to pass, and new things do I declare. Sing unto the Lord a new song. Let the wilderness and the cities thereof lift up their voice. Let them shout from the top of the mountains. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. For ye shall go out with joy. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. The Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth before all the nations. Acts. The word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ, was published throughout all Judea and began from Galilee. God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good. Matthew. And seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain. And when he was set, his disciples came unto him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on an hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Luke. And it came to pass that he went throughout every city and village, preaching and showing the glad tidings of the kingdom of God. There met him out of the city a certain man which had devils long time, and wear no clothes, neither abode in any house, but in the tombs. When he saw Jesus, he cried out and fell down before him, and with a loud voice said, What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God Most High? I beseech thee, torment me not. And Jesus asked him, saying, What is thy name? And he said, Legion, because many devils were entered into him. And they besought him that he would not command them to go out into the deep. And there was there an herd of many swine feeding on the mountain, And they besought him that he would suffer them to enter into them. And he suffered them. Then went the devils out of the man and entered into the swine. The man out of whom the devils were departed besought him that he might be with him. But Jesus sent him away, saying, "Return to thine own house and show how great things God hath done unto thee." And he went his way and published throughout the whole city how great things Jesus had done unto him. Psalms. The Lord gave the word. Great was the company of those that published it. Mark. The gospel must first be published among all nations. Take no thought beforehand what ye shall speak, neither do ye premeditate. But whatsoever shall be given you in that hour, that speak ye. For it is not ye that speak, but the Holy Ghost. Romans, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. And from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. We cannot choose for ourselves, but must work out our salvation in the way Jesus taught. In meekness and might, he was found preaching the gospel to the poor. Beyond the frail premises of human beliefs, above the loosening grasp of creeds, the demonstration of Christian mind healing stands a revealed and practical science. It is imperious throughout all ages as Christ's revelation of truth, of life, and of love, which remains inviolate for every man to understand and to practice. The error of the ages is preaching without practice. When God called the author to proclaim his gospel to this age, there came also the charge to plant and water his vineyard. As early as 1862, she began to write down and give to friends the results of her scriptural study, for the Bible was her sole teacher. The first school of Christian Science mind healing was started by the author with only one student in Lynn, Massachusetts, about the year 1867. Her first pamphlet on Christian Science was copyrighted in 1870, but it did not appear in print until 1876, as she had learned that this science must be demonstrated by healing before a work on the subject could be profitably studied. From 1867 until 1875, copies were, however, in friendly circulation. The first edition of Science and Health was published in 1875. In 1881, she opened the Massachusetts Metaphysical College in Boston under the seal of the Commonwealth, a law relative to colleges having been passed which enabled her to get this institution chartered for medical purposes. During 7 years, over 4,000 students were taught by the author in this college. She closed her college October 29, 1889, in the height of its prosperity, with a deep-lying conviction that the next 2 years of her life should be given to the preparation of the revision of Science and Health, which was published in 1891. The author has not compromised conscience to suit the general drift of thought, but has bluntly and honestly given the text of truth. By thousands of well-authenticated cases of healing, she and her students have proved the worth of her teaching. The divine principle of healing is proved in the personal experience of any sincere seeker of truth. Whoever practices the science the author teaches, through which mind pours light and healing upon this generation, can practice on no one from sinister or malicious motives, without destroying his own power to heal and his own health. Good must dominate in the thoughts of the healer, or his demonstration is protracted, dangerous, and impossible in science. When the human element in him struggled with the divine, our great teacher said, "Not my will, but thine be done." That is, let not the flesh, but the spirit be represented in me. This is the new understanding of spiritual love. It gives all for Christ or truth. It blesses its enemies, heals the sick, casts out error, raises the dead from trespasses and sins, and preaches the gospel to the poor, the meek in heart. Today, the healing power of truth is widely demonstrated as an imminent eternal science instead of a phenomenal exhibition. Its appearing is the coming anew of the gospel of on earth peace, goodwill toward men. The thunder of Sinai and the Sermon on the Mount are pursuing and will overtake the ages, rebuking in their course all error and proclaiming the kingdom of heaven on earth.
Quite enough love for all of us, and in this very room, there's quite enough joy for all of us, and there's quite enough hope and quite enough power for faith. To bloom, for spirit is all that's in this room.
Let's now all pray together in silence for a few moments, then join together in praying aloud the Lord's Prayer. This will be followed by a musical interpretation of the Lord's Prayer. And together, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever.